were still many days when I didn't drink at all. Any event was an occasion for excessive celebration, and there were increasingly frequent weekends when I drank myself to a hangover-creating high. Nevertheless, it was during this period that I received a major job promotion. I was 49 when my second husband and I were married. Years before, we had dated through high school and 2 years of college, but then were separated by World War II. Each of us had married elsewhere, divorced, and 30 years later we met by chance. We had 10 years of laughter, sharing, and wonderment, well-laced with martinis and scotch on the rocks. By the time I was 60, anyone wise in the ways of alcoholism would have known I was in for big trouble. Happy plans dissolved into pouts. Arguments began and meals burned. Hurricanes of anger rushed through our once happy cottage. We agreed we were drinking too much. We tried the switch technique, the time control schedule, the drink only on weekends ploy. Nothing worked. Between us, we were badly damaging our budget. My husband lost his job, and then for 2 harrowing years, I watched him die of alcoholism. But I learned nothing from his death, and my drinking escalated as I bottle-fed my sorrow. My early 60s saw me drunk every night and more frequently calling in sick or for personal leave. Life was pure and unadulterated hell. At work, I was often shaking so badly that I hesitated to give dictation because I would have to sign the letters. I made every possible excuse to meet someone for a business luncheon so that I could have a drink or two. As my alcoholism accelerated, my absenteeism